In today's Shir Rambam, we're Mesayim Sefer Zmanim, and we're Mesayim with the last two Prokhim of Chanukah, and then we go into Sefer Noshim. It's Lamed Aretin of Santrisante Vort in Hilchas Chanukah, Peri Gimel. After the Rambam gives in the first three halachas the dinim of Hadlok Samanera, of Chanukah, some of the basic dinim of Chanukah, so he says in halacha, hey, b'chol yim v'yim mishmenes hayomim elu gemir nesahalu. Every day of the 8 days of Chanukah, we complete the Halal. On Mevarich Lefana Vasheki Dishana B'Misveisa V'Sivanu Ligmir Es Halal. You make the bracha, Vasheki Dishana B'Misveisa V'Sivanu Ligmir Es Halal. Bein Biyochid Bein Sib. And then the Rambam says, Afal Pi Shekri Es Halal Mitzvah Medivri Seferim. Even though that reading Halal is a Mitzvah Medivri Seferim, Mevarich Allah Vasheki Dishana B'Misveisa V'Sivanu. Nevertheless, we make the bracha, Vasheki Dishana B'Misveisa V'Sivanu. The pashas that I'm saying, even though lachur is only a drabbanon, never. So how do you say a bracha shekidishanu b'mitzvonu that were commanded? Says no, we do. Kederach shemavarich ala megillah v'ala eruv. Just like we make a bracha on megillah and eruv. Again, the pashas the kavan is megillah and eruv is also drabbanon, and yet we make a bracha. So melan halal we could also make a bracha. On the Rambam is mamshach. But here you have the very interesting, fascinating type of a question. We're learning Hilchas Chanukah. The Rambam just told us the mitzvah of lighting a Chanukah menorah, and he told us the brachas they make a Chanukah menorah. And there he wasn't bothered by the fact that Chanukah menorah is the Rabbanon, and nevertheless he make the brachas Hashem Kedushanum Sefer Sivan. So when it comes to the Chanukah menorah that we just learned in the first halachas of this Perek, the Rambam doesn't ask, how do you make a bracha? It's bepashas, you can make a bracha. When it comes to Halil, that's the next step. Suddenly it becomes a problem. Halal is the Drabbanon. It's a Divrei Sefer. How do you make a bracha? The Rambam is bothered by it. The Shaila is, if he's bothered by it, why wasn't he bothered before by Chanukah? By Hadlokas, Hamanera of Chanukah. V'Hashenis. When the Rambam wants to say, okay, that even though it's the Drabbanon, you could make a bracha. What's his dogma? He says, like we make that bracha by Megillah Nerevim. Why can't he say it? Like we make the bracha by Hadlokas Ner Chanukah that he just said halacha earlier. So this is the double question. Number one, why is he bothered with making the bracha of Halil and he wasn't bothered with making the bracha of Chanukah? That's number one. And number two, when he wants to say that you could, that Lepoel, you could make a bracha on Adrabbanon, why does he bring a makir from Dafke Megillah and Erevin and not from the Chanukah and Erevin that he just said? That is the two shailas, which Bamas, they seem to support each other by saying that somehow the Hadlokas Menera Bracha, that's not a problem. And the problem is Dafka Chanukah problem. Is Dafka a problem with the Halal Bracha? And that's why also the Dugma can't be from Hadlokas Menera, because Hadlokas Menera Bracha is not a problem. But somehow the good Dugma is only from Erevin and Megillah. But all this needs Hezbara, of course. Why is the Bracha on the Chanukah Menera not a problem? Why is the Bracha on Halal, yes, a problem? And why is a proper Dugma for the bracha and halil, dafke megillah nidav? This is, I think, a pretty known question in this Rambam. So I want to mention here a couple of possible approaches in answering this question. One approach, one idea, I heard when I was in yeshiva in Olatera many years ago, and I learned by Harav Reb Yisrael Friedman, Olav HaShalom, the Rashiva of Olatera. And he once gave a shir on the sinyan. And I'm saying this over from memory from many, many years ago, so I might not be saying it over exactly correctly. And now that if someone knows if it's written up Bishmoy somewhere or if someone else has it written down, I'd be very happy to hear it. But I'm going to say it over the way I remember the Nekuda of Aser Dorten Giret Bekitzer. The Nekuda, he said, was that the issue of the Rambam wasn't on the Etzim Inyan of making a bracha on the Rabbonon. Demis says, I should stop for a moment and be masif. The Rambam already dealt with this problem of making a bracha on the Rabbanon all the way back in Hilchas Brachas. In Sefer Ave, when he said in Hilchas Brachas, Perek Yud Aleph, he talked about making a bracha even on the Rabbanon. And we can say Vitzivonu, because it says Altasr, that we have a mitzvah in the Torah to listen to the Rabbanon. So the Rambam already dealt with this problem. That's another issue here. Why is the Rambam bothered by this issue here if you already dealt with it and answered it before? And again, here he doesn't say the Vart of Leisasr. B'cholif, instead of Yisrael said, the Rambam here wasn't bothered with the fact that you're making a bracha on Adrabbanon. We already know you can make a bracha on Adrabbanon. And that's why he wasn't bothered by making a bracha on the Ner Chanukah. The problem was making a second bracha on Adrabbanon in the same mitzvah. In other words, the Rabbanon were misakin a mitzvah of Chanukah. Chanukah is fashid neprotim. One of the things on Chanukah is you make halal. You say halal. So now you make another bracha and the mitzvah of Chanukah. So it's benesiv to the ikir bracha that we masakin Chanukah, which is on the lakas amaneira. Now there's another din in dine Chanukah that has its own bracha, which is the halal, and that was the issue, because the Rabbanon said to do a yontov called Chanukah. The various pratim, each one becomes individually significant. Verzukt. Maybe the mitzvah of Chanukah, that's one mitzvah that Rabbanon said, which has kama v'kama pratim. And who said, in the Rabbanon, you're mechalik b'prati ha-mitzvah, that in the pratim gufa, this is one mitzvah, the Rabbanon of Chanukah, and another mitzvah, the Rabbanon of Chanukah. And that was taka de shayla. And that's why the Rambam asks the taka in the second step, not like I bad lokas amaneira, but now that we're learning that there's an additional mitzvah of Chanukah that requires an additional bracha, that was bothering the Rambam. And Avdam Zakter, yeah, that is not a problem. And on that he brings, like we find by Megillah and by Erevin, because there also it's more than just one mitzvah. By Megillah, there's the Megillah of but night and the Megillah of the day, and then each one you make its own bracha. And it's not a different. There's a given in them. There's the Kriya of the night and Kriya of the day. It's two different pratim, and each one has its own bracha. So in other words, this drabbanon you're making separately, each one separately. Alderas the Eidavin, he talked then, and again I don't remember the pratim. That in Eidavin there's different pratim. There's the Eidavit Chumin and there's the Ruvi Chatzeres, and each one has its own bracha. That these are mekeres to this chidush vaslikto of the Rami Vilar is bringing. That even the second mitzvah, drabbanon in Chanukah, has its own separate bracha. The mitzvah drabbanon can be neschalik into within one yomtiv different mitzvahs drabbanon. Again, I'm being mekatzer because I don't remember the protim, but that was his mahalach in that shir to be miyashiv this Rambam. One mahalach. Another mahalach I want to say over. I once saw it also a long time ago. I saw it written in Makevitz and written by Harav Steinwurzel, Olav Hasholem. Steinwurzel was a Rashiv in Bobev. When we were Bachrim in Yeshiva, he had a very, very good Yachas of Lubavitch. He came to the same Rambam, come upon him, he spoke by the big Siyomi Harambam. He came to Lotari and Faher the Bachrim then, Beshaite, when I was a Bachrim there. Big Talmachachim. Akpanu, so this word I heard from him, I saw it written from him. And later, by us in Chicago, there's a Rav, Rav Nissen, Rav Hillel Mandel, who was a manal in Chicago in the yeshiva, and he said a shir amol in yeshiva by a sima rambam, a kinestero the cover of the sima rambam, and he said the same word that I saw by Steinwurzel say, both to be mevar this rambam with one mahalach. And the nekuda was like this, based on a meiruk tzia from Rabbi Yankiv Emden, who's mechadish that the brocha and neir Chanukah is a different type of birchas hamitzvahs. As regular, a birchas hamitzvahs, you have a mitzvah, whether it's the reis or the rabbanon, and then you make a bracha on the mitzvah. That's a second step. But the Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, when it comes to the bracha on Neiris Chanukah, that's part of the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah is to light a menorah and make a bracha on it. It's not that the mitzvah is to light a menorah, and then there's just a birchas hamitzvahs to make a bracha. But no, the actual mitzvah is to light a menorah and make a bracha. What's the hasbara? It says, because the holding of menorah is pirsumi nisam. If you have candles, stam lit, who says it has to do with the Nes? A person has candles. It's his punk, the second night of Chanukah, and he has two candles by his doorway, or one candle if he's not doing Mahadran. So he has candles. How's there Pirsumi Nisa? It's only Pirsumi Nisa when you light the candle and you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Asher Ki Dishonim, and Mesei Sison, V'Hadlik Nir Chanukah. So you're being made, you're telling everybody, this candle is not some candle, this is a candle that's here, V'Hadlik Nir Chanukah. Kumteis, Zakti B'Yakov Emden, that over here it's not a birchas hamitzvahs. This bracha is a chilek of the takonas hamitzvah itself. And he says, based on this, in certain cases, even if it's a sofik, he says you have to make the bracha. Because it's not like the regular sofik bracha is lakil. Here it's the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah is not a mitzvah without this bracha. That's the yisoid of the meiruk tzio, Rabbi Yankiv Emden. So mele, they said, inside this Rabbi Steinwurzel of Shalom, and Rabbi Mandel, Olav Hasholem, and probably others say this verse as well, is that that's the way of Pshat in the Rambam. That when it came to the making the bracha on Neiris Chanukah, the Rambam didn't have a shaila. That how do you make a bracha on the Drabonon? Because here the Drabonon is to make the bracha. That goof is the takana Drabonon, that's the mitzvah. The Drabonon were Mesak and mitzvahs made Chanukah, which is to make this bracha. It's Melech and Jacques and Shaila. How do you make a bracha on a mitzvah Drabonon? Mashenk, when you come to Halil, the bracha on challahs are regular birchas hamitzvahs. Nusa, how do you know that you make a birchas hamitzvahs on a mitzvah that rabbanon? One of them bring the Rambam, like we see that. Yeah, we do. Like we see talking by Megillah and by Edavin, that he doesn't talk about Neder Chanukah because Neder Chanukah is a different type of a bracha. That was their, that's their mahalach. Of course, we can shekel v'tayr design it, you have a shekel v'tayr in it, but that's the second mahalach that I saw in answering this question. A third mahalach I saw, by us in yeshiva, we have Rabbi Perlstein, the manal, ha yeshiva manal ha-mesed. He has a svarim on Rambam, the base hamalach on the Rambam, and he has another approach in explaining this Rambam. And it's based on a whole arichus that is medayik and the Rambam come upon him when the Rambam mentions here about Chanukah that everything he says is like Purim. He says that the chacham were mesakin. He says to make the madlikim b'nedus. Hadlakas anedus b'mitzvah d'irisefim ki kriyas hamegila. And the Rambam here come upon him. He says that the Yom of Chanukah is like Purim. And he has again, it's Arichas Dikirinyan. I just want to say the Nekuda. The Nekuda, he says, is that the Rabbanon have a keach to be Kevei Ayom Tev, and that's based on Purim. Being that Purim is from Divrei Nevuah, and therefore, and they were Kevei Ayom Tev, Purim is the Yisoid for being Kevei any type of Ayom Tev. So therefore, Chanukah is like Purim in many ways. In others, it's always mentioned that they made the account of Chanukah like Purim, like Mikra Megillah, because the Yisoid of the Rabbanas making a special day a Yom Tov is Purim. So Meila Zokter that there's two types of the Rabbanans. There's a regular Rabbanan, which is a siog, a geder of not to do an Aveira. That's the typical Rabbanan. And then there's the Rabbanan making a Yom Tov like Purim and Alderach Zechanukah. It's Meila Zeh. So when the Rambam says L'chatchila that the Rabbanan made a mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, he says it's like Purim. So it's no problem. But then when the Rambam says, am I smith hallel, the shaila is, what kind of a mitzvah the Rabbanon is hallel? After all, it's not being kivya yomtiv. It's a mitzvah of hallel, it's not the kivya sayomtiv. And it also doesn't seem to be a siog in a gather to anything. So what is this mitzvah the Rabbanon? Okay, you make this bracha, Shaykh Shalom says, with what keach did the Rabbanon give us this mitzvah? Again, it's not like the etzimin of Chanukah. It's not like being kivya yomtiv like Purim. It's not a siog. Them is Mechadis the Rambam know that this is also like the other mitzvahs that Rabbanon that you can make a bracha on, and therefore he talks about the two mitzvahs that Rabbanon, which is Mikra Megillah, Purim, says making that we know that Rabbanon had the keach to make, and Al Derech Zeh Edivin, which is the other type, which is a Siog Vegeder. In other words, he's saying that Edivin and Megillah are the Av of the two types of mitzvahs that Rabbanon. And the Rambam is saying that Halal also falls under that gather of the two types of the Rabbanon, so the two types of whether it's a Yom Tov the Rabbanon or a Zera the Rabbanon, and therefore you can make a Sherek Rishon and Masei Sif Sivonu on the Mikra Megillah as well. But that's his Mahalach HaRabim Yashiv this year. So what do we have in Lesakim? We have three Mahalachim. The first one I said, B'Shem Yisrael, Friedman Alav HaSholem, and that is that the Rambam was bothered by a bracha on a second mitzvah of Chanukah. That was the problem. It wasn't on the first one, it wasn't on Hadlakas Ner, but the second one, and the dogma that they could, is talking from Edavin and Megillah. We had the Mahalach that I said, B'Shem Rabbi Steinbrot, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Rabbi Mandel, based on Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Merit Tziyah, and that is that the bracha on Nedis Chanukah is a different type of bracha, so that's not Nichlal B'Chlal on the Shaila, and therefore the Shaila is only by Halal, and the Dugmois are only from other things, not by Nedis Chanukah. Then we have what I said, B'Shem Rabbi Perlstein, Zan Gesund, Zan Ugeshet. And he's saying that the problem was understanding this type of Takana de Rabbanon of Halal that doesn't seem to fit into the mold of the basic Takanas de Rabbanon or the basic idea of making a Yom Tov or a Gedir Nasyog. And the Rambam is saying that this can fit into it as well. That is the three Mahalchim that I heard over time in this inyan. No, Ein Beis Medrash, B'liyeh P'schidush, let's try to be Mesef, maybe one more Eifen to think perhaps about this inyan. So, after the Rambam says this halacha, where he says that you make the halal is medivri seferim, and nevertheless you make the bracha, comes the Rambam in the next halacha and says, V'loy halal shal chanukah b'lvad hu shem medivri seferim, el kriyas halal la'ilo medivri seferim, b'chol ha'yomim shegevinu behenas halal. that not only Hallel of Chanukah is Medivri Seferim, but all the Hallels are Medivri Seferim, also on Yom Tov. And whenever you say Hallel, it's Medivri Seferim, and then Rama goes on to say all the days of the year we say Hallel. Was that Fretzch the Shaila in the Hemshech HaNyonim? Why is it negate? We're learning that Hilchas Chanukah. The Rambam was saying that even though the Hallel of Chanukah is Medivri Seferim, nevertheless you make a bracha on it. He was bothered by the fact that it's Medivri Seferim and said, you make a bracha. And I said, and you should know the next halacha that all of the Hallels are Medivri Seferim. Ashalachain, why is that a chiddush? Why is that important? How is that negate us over here? We weren't discussing whether Hallel is Medivri Seferim or not. We were discussing if you can make a bracha. And he said, even though it's Medivri Seferim, you can make a bracha. Fine. And I says, and by the way, you should know all the Hallels are Medivri Seferim. Fine. Why is that part of our nidul? Why are we being down in that inyan bachal? But perhaps, maybe that's the Hemshach halachas could be megala, that maybe the pshat in this halacha is taki very different than the way we read the halacha b'pashtus and the way everyone read the halacha. Knows the way we read the halacha b'pashtus, the halacha that we're dealing with, halacha hey, is that the Rambam saying that even though Hallel of Chanukah is medivri seferim, nevertheless you're allowed to make a bracha, and that's what the Rambam, and like we see by Megillah and Erevin, that's the pashtus, the way of reading the Rambam. But maybe there's a different way to understand what the Rambam is trying to tell us. And maybe the Rambam Bechlal is not dealing with the problem that if something is a Divrei Seferim, how could you make a bracha? As I said earlier, the Rambam already dealt with that in Sefer Av and Hilchas Brachas. He already explained it's not a problem that you can make a bracha on a Rabbanan. Nishvag Nem is a Shaila. There's no Shaila about that. The Rambam dealt with it and explained it already. Put that problem to rest. Perhaps the Rambam here is dealing with a different issue, which is Halal Takim a Divrei Seferim? Because the Rambam's Shita is that Hallel is Medivri Seferim. All Hallel is Medivri Seferim. But it's known that there's many Shitas that say no, that Hallel is Mediraisa. If you look in the Sakhbiri, Talmudus and Hallel, you see a number of Rishayim that say that Hallel is Diraisa. And the truth is right in the first Sheder Sharishan, where the Rambam talks about his first Yisoy, that you can't be Moinim Mitzvahs that are Medivri Seferim. In the Tayag, so he brings in others that say that some Mitzvahs are, that some that the Rambam feels are Drabon are really deraisas, amongst them is Hallel. The Ramban over there in the Rambam, right in the Fesheder Sharishan, the Ramban is Asargus, argues with the Rambam, and he holds Hallel is Taka deraisa. The Hallel that we say is deraisa based on different sukkim. There's a number of Mekaris that Hashanim bring that there's a mitzvah of Hallel that when a Nes happens, or for the Nisan that we're Kaveh, we have to say Hallel mediraisa gar. Many Hashanim hold the Hallel is deraisa. The Ramban Taka holds Hallel of other Yomim Tevim is deraisa, but Chanukah is Drabon. Others hold even Chanukah's Hallel is Deiraisa. Chassam Sefer famously says in a few places that the Hallel we say on Chanukah is Befeirish Medeiraisa. So the fact that Hallel is Medeirabonon is weit von Poshet. So perhaps we have to reread the halacha here in Rambam and halacha Dalet. And what the Rambam is saying is not that even though the Hallel is Medivri Seferim, so how could you make a bracha? No, you can make a bracha. Perhaps the Rambam is saying Fakert. Even though we make a bracha on the Hallel, it's still Medivri Seferim. In other words, we say a bracha Hashem Kedosh Anam Seis V'Sivonu on the Hallel, Volt Megikat Meinin, that that's an indicator that Hallel is Taka Deiraisa, like so many Shitas and Rishayim that say Hallel is Taka Deiraisa because of their different Svaras. So it's got a name. Hallel is Medivri Seferim, and the bracha that we make is because we make a bracha on all Divri Seferims. And that Hitake brings that we make a bracha on Divrei Seferim of Megillah and Erevin. Because Megillah and Erevin Taked is also more svarah to say is Deiraisa, because they both come from the time of the Nevi'im. I'll talk to you, it's interesting, if you look back in that Sheder Sharishan of the Rambam, the Rambam's Loshem. I'll read a few lines of the Rambam in Sheder Sharishan. He says, V'amun kvar bi'arti l'chazek deshul itachshe v'mikra Megillah bavur shehu tikun Nevi'im yikari Deiraisa. The Rambam Taki says there in the Shadish Rishon that Megillah and Erevin are both tikkun of Nevi'im, and nevertheless the Divrei Seferim don't think they're deraisa because of that. Kumtez, the Rambam already told us that Erevin and Megillah is a category for itself of tikkun of Nevi'im, and Memele is a svara to say it's deraisa, but the Rambam held our name. It's not from Moshe Rabbeinu, so it's not deraisa, even if it's from the Nevi'im. The Rambam is saying that you should know that Hallel is a Divrei Seferim. And even though we say Asher Kedoshanam Seisav Sivonu, we're not saying that it's Sivonu of Divrei Nevi'im Melech Sederaisa. Rather, it's still a Divrei Seferim, just like we make this bracha by Erev in a Megillah that are also Taki Divrei Kabbalah, and they're also Drabbonon, and the bracha is not, doesn't turn it into a Deraisa. The bracha doesn't show us a Deraisa. And that's beautiful, the Hemshech Halacha. The Rambam says in the next Halacha, not only the Halal of Chanukah is Divrei Seferim, because Halal Bikari is Divrei Seferim, but all Halal is Divrei Seferim. Taka Deraivid, right, when the next Halacha says, he says, no, but this is Divrei Kabbalah. It's not just Divrei Seferim. Well, the Magid Mishnah, the Rav Vagnam, the Kasa Mishnah, Rav Vagnam. But it would seem that's what the Rambam is dealing with over here. So again, the Nekuda of this fourth Hatzah, and how to deal with this Rambam, is Taka to understand the Rambam Beif Nachal Gamri. Not that the Rambam is struggling here to understand how can you make a bracha on a Divrei Seferim, again, which the Rambam already solved in Hilchas Brachas and Sefer Ava. Rather, the Rambam is telling us that even though you're making a bracha, don't think this is more than a Divrei Seferim, it's still only a Divrei Seferim, it's still only the Rabbanon, because that's Shitas HaRambam, that Halel is the Rabbanon, no matter when we say it.